You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Hans Hansen already has a busy career as a farrier, but he wanted to add a new skill to his life on the range, so he decided, why not learn how to saddle make? Reporter Olivia Wheats visited him in Canyon County to follow his journey from shoeing horses to making saddles.
Hansen is about to shoe a horse in his driveway in Melba. Seated on a 5-gallon bucket, he lifts up the front left hoof.
First thing you gotta do when you pick them up is generally clean them out. I'll take a hoof pick and clean their foot out around their frog here and through their sole.
Hansen has been shoeing horses for most of his life. Lately, though, he's been paying attention to what goes on the horse's back.
Saddle making's gone, you know, a lot of it's gone just like everything else, gone to production saddles that, you know, just they punch out of a factory and things, and they're not as good. They're not as good for the horse. They're not as good for the people that are using them.
Hansen wanted something different, so he got the wild idea to build a custom saddle himself. He applied for and was awarded an apprenticeship from the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program. What that grant gave him was the supplies he needed, and it also gave him time spent learning in the Emmett shop of Mike Bernhard, who has the reputation of making some of the best regarded saddles in the Inner Mountain West.
Most of the saddles we make are buckaroo saddles, and there's a difference between buckaroos and cowboys. You might not know that, but there is.
Bernhard says Idaho is buckaroo country. There's more wide open spaces here than places like Texas, where cattle roam in the tall brushland east of the Continental Divide. All that space is why buckaroos tend to use a longer rope to gather cattle. Bernhard hops on the saddle and explains.
Well, with a long rope, you can take this and slow everything down easy, using it like a clutch in a car and just ease things down. Easier on the horse, easier on the rig, easier on the cow.
The saddle clutch is the horn in the front. The horns on his saddle are larger than you'd find in cowboy country. There's fashion differences, too. Buckaroos with their vests, saddle spurs, and...
They have big flat-brimmed hats, short crown, flat on top, usually curled up in the back a little bit, kind of like a sombrero, but I think the curl up comes from riding around in a pickup.
These stories, Apprentice Hansen says, are all part of the routine at Bernhard's Saddle Shop.
Then I'll have to kind of bring him back around to what we're working on, just because I only have, you know, I'll be there for 5 hours or so, and he's a great guy, but he gets to talking, and then and the stories are good, but I also want to get stuff done, too.
Hansen has been coming here twice a week for the past 7 weeks to work with Bernhard. Today, they're putting some finishing touches on the saddle.
This is how you stamp.
This stamp makes an image of a continuous weave like you'd find on a basket. He uses a hand tool to impress that image into the leather.
The stamp goes at an angle to the material.
Bernhard learned saddle making from Don and Gary Mittleiter. He took over their shop in the 1990s, but kept the same name, the Meridian Saddle Shop. Now, he's passing on the stamping patterns he learned from them to Hansen.
Hit them all the same as far as strength, force.
Hansen pays close attention.
When I started, I had a hard time kind of seeing the pattern a little bit.
He was pretty nervous the first time or two that he did it, and he didn't do a very good job. Then I kind of lined him out there, and I said, do this, do that, and that's the job that he's doing now. And every time he does it, it's going to get better.
We're back at Hansen's place in Melba. He's saddling up his horse.
He's a good one.
On most rides, he's out for 6 or 7 hours at a time. So a custom-fit saddle will make a difference.
If you got a seat that fits you well like that, you're going to come back not a sore.
Not only will he be more refreshed, Hansen will look the part. With the basket weave stamping and larger horn on the saddle, he'll take his seat in the long line of Idaho buckaroos. In Melba, Olivia Wheats, Boise State Public Radio News.
And this story was produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts, Folk and Traditional Arts Program, and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts. And Olivia is joining us back in studio. Welcome back.
Thanks, Gemma.
Okay, so what will Hansen use the saddle for?
Yes. Yeah, so he'll be using it. He does some day work in Owyhee County. So he'll be riding the saddle when he's out branding cattle, catching cows, that kind of thing. And then he lives in Melba. He has a riding arena in the back of his place, and he does team roping. So he'll be using the saddle for that as well.
And what did he say was the most challenging part of making the saddle?
Sure. So when I visited him at Mike's shop, he was doing some stamping, but he was also sewing together the various parts of leather that are in the saddle. One part was the stirrup that where your foot goes. Mm-hmm. And Mike uses a really old sewing machine that's almost 100 years old, and it's operated by hand crank. And so that was challenging, just because you're trying to get the lines straight. And
you have to crank it by hand all at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So for him, that was a challenging part.
And how did Mike go about teaching him, though, how to make the saddle? Because it's sometimes you're very good at making something, but not necessarily really good at teaching something.
Yes, there's that part. So Mike is still moving into his shop. He just moved his shop from CUNA to Emmett. So he's still moving in and wasn't building a saddle alongside of Hans. But what he was doing instead was just sort of demonstrating different parts of making the saddle and then having Hans try out that thing. Hans has a really detailed notebook with different diagrams and measurements and that kind of thing, which is also how Mike learned too, by taking a lot of notes along the way. And kind of a common refrain that that I heard him say, heard Mike say while I was there was, take an extra 20 minutes to do it right, because the saddle will be around for more than 50 years. So do it. So
really?
Do it.
They'll last that long. So in the story, you talked about that basket weaving pattern.
Yes.
So where on the saddle will that show up?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a couple different parts. In the back part of the saddle seat, there's this part called the cantle. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that basket weaving part there. And then there's another part that connects the stirrup to the seat of the saddle, the fender. So you'll see the basket weaving pattern there as well.
So it sounds like Mike was a real character. So,
yes,
and had a lot to talk about. So can people come in and visit his saddle shop, or how does all that work?
So yeah, his shop is a little ways outside of Emmett. And if you're looking for a custom built saddle, this is your guy. He likes to get a heads up before you if you were
don't,
to,
don't just show up.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but you can go to him and get something made.
Yeah, and he's still moving into his shop, so once he gets it a little bit more up and running, he'll be easier to get a hold of and to take measurements and that kind of thing.
Very cool. I've been talking with reporter Olivia Wheats about her piece on saddle making. Thanks so much, Olivia.
Thank you.